Welcome to the Capitol Buzz, a weekly update from Nebraska Family Alliance on important news and events taking place at the Nebraska State Capitol during the legislative session. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Another busy week at the State Capitol. Nate Gross, Policy Director of Nebraska Family Alliance, joins me. Nate, as senators adjourned on Thursday, it was announced the session's going to close early this year.
Yeah, it's been a very busy week at the State Capitol, and the legislature was scheduled to go until June 6th, but it was announced that they will actually adjourn early this year on May 31st. So only 8 working days left in this year's session, with much still to be debated.
At the beginning of the week, LB 670, which is the Tax Credit Opportunity Scholarship, stalled. Senator Lenihan has made this her priority bill and has vowed she's coming back next year. We're disappointed, aren't we?
Yeah, this bill, LB 670, is about one thing, and that's creating greater freedom and choice in education for more Nebraska families. And we were excited this past week to have the opportunity for that bill to be debated by the full legislature, but unfortunately, there weren't enough votes to allow the bill to break a filibuster. It needed 33 votes, and there simply isn't enough support in the body right now. But Senator Lenihan is committed, as are we, to continuing to work on this policy so that every family and every child can go to the school that is best for them.
And we encourage you to visit our website, NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org. We have a lot of information about how opportunity scholarships assist kids. Then we concluded on Thursday with the advancement of LB 519, Senator Slama's bill addressing anti-trafficking concerns.
Absolutely. LB 519 is a really important bill that significantly strengthens our state laws against human trafficking to allow law enforcement more tools and opportunities to really target and prosecute human traffickers, as well as extend more services to survivors. We were very grateful that this past week the legislature voted unanimously to advance this proposal, and we're confident that before time's run out, it'll advance through the legislative process and be signed into law.
Next week is going to be a good week. LB 209 will be back on the agenda. We only have 8 days, so it's important that this bill be heard in select file.
Absolutely. This is this year's main pro-life bill on abortion pill reversal. It has to go through 3 rounds of voting, and round 2 will come up next week. But we're anticipating this bill making it to the governor's desk and helping make Nebraska an even stronger pro-life state.
Until next week, thank you for joining us on the Capitol Buzz.